맞죠.
I guess I've lived on the South End long enough to see many changes in crabbing techniques. Down by us, like I did today, we still walk for the dangerous beasts, armed only with a potato rake and our wits. Obviously, the crabs have a definite advantage. If, as sometimes happens, the wily dungeness gets the potato rake, well, the poor South Ender is rendered nearly helpless, and few, if any, hear those anguished screams. Some of my newcomer neighbors can afford traps and boats. Boats with motors, even. They launch at high tide and bait the traps with caviar and special crackers from Trader Joe's. They say they catch crab, but I suspect they eat the bait themselves later with lobster flown in from Maine. In the olden days, when crabbing was a mainstay of South End maritime economics, we drove the great Dungeness herds north every spring to the stockyards of Uzzolatti and Stanwoodopolis. These were difficult and dangerous drives for the crab cowboys, and many a young wrangler never made it up the coast. Crab stampedes were a constant source of concern. Knee-deep in the eelgrass with 10,000 head of the crustaceans clacking claws, the smallest motion would set them to running. Old drovers still tell the story of Mabana Mike, caught in a stampede of '09 with a herd of barnacle-crusted monsters whittling him down like a chainsaw speed carving contest. Old Stumpy, they called him after that, in the Tyee retirement village. Never the same. Sound of a denture clacking would set him off for days, the nurses said. But when the crabs were delivered and the happy crab pokes had money in their waders, you better believe Stanwoodopolis and Uzzolatti resounded to the whoops and cries of drunken drovers celebrating another successful drive to market. Oh, you see an occasional crabber in the hotel now, a small reminder of those South End glory days when crab was king and crab boys were too. So when you're eating high on the shell this year, remember, you're partaking in a bit of history. And be careful. Don't want to hurt yourself with those nutcrackers and pigs.
Watch out.